Yahweh.
Yes, Lord.
Our God that is clothed in majesty. Our God that dwells in light unapproachable. Thank you, faithful Father, because of what you will do in the homes and the marriages of your people today. We salute you, God, the conqueror of heaven, champion of heaven, the one that has never lost a battle. Even homes will be delivered today. Chains in homes will be broken today, because you are the one that ordained marriage. We do not release any marriage to the will of the enemy. By fire, we snatch them out in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way. Sweep through marriages today. Every marriage that is under one form of captivity or the other, we snatch them by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Be exalted, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Can you put those hands together if you came with your hands to church? If you came with your hands to church, put them together. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship Him on His holy hill. The name of our God is holy. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we have given thanks. Amen. You may please take your seat. I am so excited to be here. My time is running fast, so I'm just going to go straight. I salute my brother and my sister and mommy. How I'm meeting her for the first time, it just feels like I've met her for so long. She has such a sweet spirit. Mommy, I hope you too. I didn't tell you, my mom is still in the mortuary. She just died. So I'm in search of a mommy right now. I'm a fool of her. So if you adopt me, I'm good to go. Hallelujah. I told my brother nothing can stop this movement. It is the kingdom of God is forcefully advancing. They have served, it's our turn to serve. One day we will give this baton over, so nothing can stop us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I have come this morning as an officer of the army of heaven to arrest the devil that wants to torment your home, to arrest the Satan that said that your home will not go further. I have come with my number, with my cane, with my gun. Everything that a police must have, I have it. To arrest the devil that said that your home will not work. In the name of Jesus, the one that descended into hell and has ascended into heaven, we have come to take that marriage by force from everyone that has taken that marriage from you. We will take it by fire today in the name of Jesus. The princess within. My topic is a very interesting one, and I'm not bashful to talk about it. Sex in marriage for kings and queens. I know that many people would have potted by now and say, we're going to be talking about sex on the altar. Where else does instruction come? The pulpit is a place where we pull men out of the pit. Many people are in pit. They have associated sex with sin. It's a lie. Sex is a gift from God. God gave sex as a gift to married couples. In Hebrews 13:4, it says the marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. Because of my time this morning, scriptures, so that even if I don't finish up on my notes, these scriptures will follow you home. Quickly write down 1 Corinthians 7 verse 1 to 5. Quickly. Man of God, on the, if you can give me that fast. 1 Corinthians 7 1 to 5. Are you writing down? Is somebody writing down? Write again, Song of Solomon 7 verse 6 to 12. Write it down. Even if you are not married, you will marry one day. You will not be in marriage and go and fall our hand. You will know what God expects of you. Be writing quick. Hallelujah. Write down Proverbs 5 verse 15 to 19. That's the third scripture. I'm going to ask you for all this scripture before I drop this mic. The first one I said is 1 Corinthians 7 from verse 1 to 5. The second one is Song of Songs 7 verse 6 to 12. The third is Proverbs 5 from 15 to 19. I have Proverbs 3 verse 27. And I have Ecclesiastes 9:9. Which one do you have? Give me fast. Fast. My time is going so quickly. Amen. Give me the 1 Corinthians 7:1. Quickly. It's not me now, it's you. Please, for every 1 minute, they don't be marking my time. Can it be bigger? 1 Corinthians 7. Say? All right. So let me use my own Bible then. 1 Corinthians 7 from verse 1 says, now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman, Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again quickly. So Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Praise the Lord. Can I go to Song of Songs 7? Anyone you have found, just open it, because I would love us to read those scriptures quickly. Song of Songs 7. Song of Songs 7. Song of Songs 7, have you found it? Thank you, precious God. Okay, the one I found, I will read. This is, good. How beautiful are you? How beautiful are your sandaled feet? Priceless, the curves of your thigh are the jewelries, the handworks of a master. Okay, let me read my version. 7:6. How fair and how pleasant are you, O love, with your delights. The statues of yours is like a palm tree, and your breasts like its clusters. I said I will go to the palm tree, I will take hold of its branches. Let now your breast be like the clusters of the vine, and the fragrance of your breath like apples, and the roof of your mouth like the best wine. The wine goes down smoothly from the bridegroom, moving gently down the lips of the sleeper. I am my beloved, and his desire is towards me. Come, my beloved, let's go forth into the field. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us get up early in the vineyard. Let us see if the vine has bloomed, budded, whether the grapes blossom are open and the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love. Hallelujah. Because of the many scriptures I have down, you still need to go to that Proverbs 15, but let me say some things. I want you to know, my brothers and my sisters, that the marriage is under serious attack. Don't let us be deceived by our coming to church and being spiritual. I need you to know that the onslaught of the enemy is against family. And one of the main things that bring tension in the home is sexual dissatisfaction. It's amazing how when we were singles, we were able to keep our bodies. We were able to stay away from sexual immorality because we had a lot of fantasies in our minds that when we get married, we will do and undo. What marriage legitimizes basically is sexual relationship. There is nothing else that you could not do beyond being married. But when you got married, what you brought everybody together to celebrate is the license to have sex with your partner. What has happened that now people can boast of not having sex with their partners for so long? Scripture says here in 1 Corinthians 7 that your body, oh man, does not belong to you. It belongs to your wife. And madam, scripture is talking to you here that your body does not belong to you. It belongs to your husband. It says there a word that I love. Render to your spouse a due benevolence. This is the word of God, not the word of man. These are words that are written by the blood of Jesus himself. And he says, render due benevolence. That means you should give it generously. You should give it benevolently. You should give it when they ask. You should give it when they don't ask. You should come in every day with a determination to minister to your spouse. This is what God delights in. It says that if you don't do this, you are defrauding one another. That means EFCC has a right to arrest many people here because they are defrauders. They have defrauded their homes. They have defrauded their marriage. Many men ought to be arrested. Many women ought to be arrested. Thank God for the program. The queens indeed. We have come to equip the queens to know exactly what to do. Praise the name of Jesus. What is the power of this sex that God gave? Why did God give us sex? God realized that sex is very therapeutic. I don't know how many people here have been pregnant and you've gone to delivery. But in antenatal classes, they tell us, if you want to have a smooth delivery, have more sex with your husband during pregnancy. Am I talking the truth? Women that have gone through it. And they will tell you, if you want your breast to lactate fast, encourage your husband to help you suck that breast. I'm not joking. These are all medical. In fact, I just discovered that if you don't want your husband to have prostate cancer, help him empty out his scrotum sac every time. The reason for prostate cancer is trapped sperm that did not go out. It went back into the body system and it became cancerous. So when you are saying no to your husband, you better know the gravity of what you are doing. That which is spirit is spirit. That which is flesh is flesh. I don't know where women got this impression that the only thing a man wants to discuss is Corinthians and Colossians. That is why he came to church. My husband is a pastor on the altar. But when he's in the room, he's my boy. He's my toy. I play with him. He's my toy and I play with him. That is what the king wants in his queen. Men love women that know what to do. I'm telling you the truth. Their men love the women. They don't mind marrying you as virgins, but they want functional women. I thought about this queen woman, Esther. This Esther married a man whose patience is very small. The Bible says at the minimal provocation, King Ahasuerus had gone off. He was angry with Vashti. Thank God she subjected herself to mentoring. By the time she was ready for this tension and held up man, he brought out that scepter because she knew what to do. The reason why there is tension in many homes is because a lot of women don't have skill in sexual things. It is like math. You can learn it. Yes, it is like mathematics. You can increase in knowledge. You can know what to do. Esther prepared herself mentally. Esther prepared herself outwardly. Esther was not a moody woman. Woman that is a queen. Have you ever gone into a palace and find a frowning queen? When your husband is coming home, how do you prepare for him? Do you know how to go and have a bath and wash yourself? Do you know how to cook? Do you know how to wear alluring cloth in the house? Many women are drabby. You will tie wrapper like your own grandmother. If you were told to marry yourself, will you marry yourself? You will have shower cap on your head, have chewing stick in your mouth, and you say the king is not attracted. Bible says, how lovely is your dwelling place, oh God. You are that man's dwelling place. You are supposed to be fine all the time. In the house, your mouth should not be smelling. Many times you stand beside a woman and she has smelling armpits. Men are not drawn. Can you understand that you are a queen and you are supposed to be appealing and alluring? Esther knew what to do. Look at another woman, Rebecca. Rebecca, she was not one. Women think that when they act sick, it's a sign of romance. So when your husband wants to touch, don't touch me on my head. Don't touch me on my back. Be careful, oh. Be careful. Many women have pushed themselves. They push their husbands out. Many times I consider all these point and cue places. And it gives me a lot of concern. You will see cars parked as if they go for a convention. Cars will park this way. Cars will park that way. Cars, and I say, who are these people that are parking their cars like this? Is somebody's husband who has refused to go back home. Why has he refused to go back home? Because that woman in the house is boring. There's nothing for him to come back home to. They go to garden, to gardens to do point and kill. But I wish that there was only fish inside that garden. There are many garden eggs. There are many garden eggs. My sister, you need to be careful. There are many garden eggs. The Bible says, let your breast satisfy him. It is not my word, it's the word of the Father. Let your breast satisfy him. If you don't know how to breastfeed your husband, something is wrong. It's God that said, let your breast satisfy him. Teach him. All men are growing babies. It was the Holy Ghost that taught me that. He said, your husband is your first son. They don't ever recover from breastfeeding. You better know how to go home and invite him to breastfeeding. Bible says it that your breast will satisfy him. I've come to know that sex is a food for men. Oh, my brothers, if you like, don't say anything. I came to plead your cause. You are not even answering me. Am I lying? Sex is a food for men. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Sex is a food for men. When I first got married, I thought they told us that the way to a man's stomach is through his mouth. So I will wake up first thing in the morning. I will go and make ofe onugbu. I will make ofe and sala. I will cook this and cook that. My husband just used to wonder, am I opening a restaurant? What is the problem here? The man will just come into the kitchen, take his two slices of bread, half cup of coffee, and go and sit down in front of television. And just be waiting for me to finish all my drama. It's not every husband that is drawn to food. The food for many men is sex. If a man is happy, he's sex. That will make him take the happiness to the next level. If a man is unhappy, you just minister to him in that way. Understand that the palace of the king is a bedroom. A woman that knows how to fly like Jackie Chan, there is no request to make of your husband. He will find a way around it. If you know what to do, many women wait for their husbands to initiate sex. And it is unfair, it is wrong. The Bible says that Jesus did not come to receive, he came to give. That's Mark 10 verse 45. He did not come to receive, he came to give. Sex is a gift that you give to your spouse. When you keep an image of yourself in his mind, even when he goes to work, he's thinking about you. Man, am I saying the truth? Not when you tie rapper. For example, you don't know this. Let me tell you something that you don't know about men that I discovered. Men love nakedness. I know they won't say anything. Men love beautiful underwears. I know it. I'm married and I have four brothers and I've done research. So I don't need any man to say amen. I've already said amen. You go home and you tell me back that it worked. Men love beautiful underwears. These are the things that these little girls are using to catch the men. This is why a lot of men are ready to commit destiny suicide like Samson. Why don't you bring back our men? Is that not what they said about the girls? Bring back our girls. Bring back our men. Bring back our men. Go back home and know what to do. Go and arm yourself with scripture. I am a queen. My husband is a king. I have what it takes to bring out the scepter. When I stand before him, hey, Esther stood before the king. He lost control. He brought out the scepter. He said, even up to half of my kingdom, I will give you. That is a woman who has learned how to totori a man. Go and learn how to totori your man of God. It's not all about money. One of the things that women do wrong is to feel that men must talk about money all the time. I want to talk about rent. I want to talk about school fees. I want to talk about children. When all these things are done, then what? Create an atmosphere that is not tensive. By ministering this one gift. Let sex be a gift that you give to your husband every time. Hallelujah. Oh. I met another woman in the Bible. Mary. The woman with the alabaster box. She brought oil out. And she began to minister to Jesus. She began to anoint him with oil. And Jesus was so anointed by that oil that he became unforgettable. When it was time to raise Lazarus from the grave, Jesus said, is that not Mary? That one with that oil? There is a way you will bring an anointing to a man that he will not forget to do good to you. It was not because of Lazarus that Jesus raised him from the dead. It was because of Mary. Do you know there is a way you can anoint your husband with a quality sex life in the home that he will take care of you, take care of your family, take care of your children, take care of your ministry. When you see pastor bringing a handkerchief to wipe his wife's face, this is an Esther that has ministered. This thing don't just happen. I'm not joking. This thing don't just happen. It is a response. Men are rewarders. I learned a lot from scripture. What's her name? Bathsheba. She had lived with Uriah, her husband, for a while. We don't know how long they were married for. But the man had a militant approach to everything. So much so that whenever he was coming home, the woman would seize. She would not know what to do. Yes, certainly they were having sex, but these were just blanks he was shooting because he did not know how to allure her. Bad enough, the day that he entered the hand of a king who did not have soldier approach, who was not shouting, who was not angry, who was not doing gra-gra. He came as a king and he began to talk to her. It was a wrong thing he was doing, you know, but it was only one time that that king had sex with Bathsheba and she became pregnant. Oga, if you want to see the best in your wife, you need to stop shouting at her. You need to stop being angry. You need to stop misbehaving. You were given a gift by God and you're going to stand before God one day to give account of that gift that is given to you. A lot of men are bullies at home. They can be church workers, they can be ushers and singers, but they are not nice at home. Take that gift back home. Take it back home. The niceties that everybody talks about you, carry it home. A lot of men don't smile at home. So even if the wife wants to initiate sex, when she sees your face, the way you stand like Standard Bank, the man, she won't be able to do anything. Go home and smile. Go home and play. Go home and relax. Your home is where the heart is. Go back home. When last did you people bath together? King and queen. When last did you take that your husband into the bathroom and you gave him a thorough wash? Or you think that God will not like it? God is in love with anybody that is creative. Even God himself is very creative. The last time a lot of husband and wife had their bath together was probably the first week that they got married. Now everything has been taken over by the book of Leviticus. Look, the Bible was not written to only you. Sex is a blessing. Go back home and do it very well. God will be excited and happy with you. I realized in Psalm 133, the Bible says, oh, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. And the scripture that came to my mind from that is Genesis 1. When God took away the bone from the man and he made the woman, they were separated, but God still sees them as one. Do you know that the place of sex is the place that the husband and the wife are coupled together? And that scripture is enacted again. God sees sex as oneness. When the original master plan, according to El-Rufai, original master plan is achieved. The man and his wife are one. Bible says the place of commanded blessing. There is nothing you decree in that moment that God will not make to come to pass. He says it's a place of commanded blessing. You don't have to speak a word. Because your hearts are united, because your hearts are together, God will remember the request of that family. When you are not having sex, you are not praying. No matter how many hours you spend in prayer, sex is the place of commanded blessing. Go back home and tell, when there is a difficult situation in your family and you don't know how to push the matter forward, call Oga into the innermost place. He says, time for prayer of agreement. Hold me, let me hold you. Let us couple again and go back to the original master plan and decree a thing. God in heaven has no choice than to bring it to pass. I notice, my time is up, I notice that when a man and his wife are about to have sex, they are like children again. There is nobody that is serious. Everybody will just turn to one jelly. Baby journal. For me, support. Everybody is like a child. And have you noticed that love is for children? The reason why we have tension in our marriages is because everybody has grown up. Go back to being a child. You don't need to be a child with me. You don't need to be a child with pastor. But with your spouse, you need to be a child again. You need to take that place of patience, love, caring and kindness. You want me to see your kindness. Who help? If you are kind to me, it is honestly inconsequential. I will enjoy your kindness and go back home. But the person that needs your kindness is your spouse. Take your goodness back home. Some women are happier to submit to pastor than to submit to their husband. I stand on this altar to tell you that the submission to pastor is good, is your shepherd. But the one that commands a blessing is your submission at home. The reason why sex is difficult in the home is because women are totally reckless with their mouth. And that's how Vashti lost her place. Time fails me. Time fails me. Time fails me.
But before I go, I will give myself 2 minutes to tell you 5 things you must never forget. Number one, if you want God to bless your marriage, make your sex life exclusive to your spouse alone. A lot of people have gone for substitute when they did not learn, when they got frustrated with their spouses. You know, women, I wish, sis, we have to have a women's program, because a woman is the home builder. You are the one that needs to learn. All this, your casco that you are doing, it is okay in church, but it's not useful at home. It's not a bedroom. I mean, it's a bedroom, not a boardroom, not a boring room. Too many women are boring. The only style you know is the one you started with 159 years ago when you got married. It can be learned. I was abused as a child. I hated sex when I got married, but I learned by a teacher. I allowed myself to be taught. Now, I have a better understanding than my teacher, because I'm the one that wakes up the man of God and says, time for ministration. Yes, I wake him up. I call him. I initiate it. It's a gift from God. Every time a man has sex with his wife, he's rebonding with her. I learned that there is a certain blood that is released in the sperm from a man every time they make love. And that is to say that the covenant is reenacted every time that they have sex. Can you tell me the devil created sex or what? Something that is sweet like that. Can the devil create anything good? If you lack knowledge, if you lack wisdom, call Jesus. That wise man in John 2, he invited Jesus to his marriage. Ask him, what might go for Paul might not go for Peter. But God is the one that has all the scripts. He knows what each person needs. Hallelujah. Number 2, share your vulnerability. A lot of people don't want to accept that they don't know. So they hide under many things. Women hide under spirituality. Women hide under pregnancy. Women hide under all manner of things, just because they don't want to be vulnerable. Why don't you just have that talk with your spouse? Many men are frustrated. My husband was frustrated sexually, and I did not know. I thought what really impresses a man is spirituality. Every time he wakes up in the middle of the night, he hears me vibrating. The man said, what is spirit is spirit. What is flesh is flesh. When you finish talking to the father, come and talk to me. All of us, we have our different places, and everybody has their different needs. The father seeketh those that worship him. Me, I don't want worship. What I want is this matter. I had to learn. And that's because he opened his mouth and he told me what he wanted. Many men have not told their wives what they want. They are only angry. Women are not mind readers. And let me tell you, a lot of us women, they will stop it, I like it women. You just don't know. When she's telling you no, what she means is yes. Am I talking? Married women, talk to me. When you're saying no, leave me, Joe, we want you to chase us. It's in our nature to be chased. So when she says no, what she's trying to say is chase a bit more. Tell me I'm beautiful. You have done this more than 1 week. You didn't even appreciate the hair. This is your opportunity. I'm not saying I won't do, but allure me with words. Have you learned that one today? My time is up. Kai, I want you to go home and go and throw away all those your pants that are short knicker. They start from here and they finish here. They will tell you it's a sign of neatness to be wearing one white pant. Look at colors. You know, there is a way when your husband is leaving home, he sees you in your underwear. He can't focus at work. Point and key. My own husband is home by 5 o'clock, already preparing the ground for the fellowship hour. Go and learn. When you did not pass math, you got lesson teacher. God is against pornography. Don't hear me wrong. God is against pornography. And I'm not saying go and have an affair. Many men in Abuja, there is a spirit of adultery in this city. Go and collect your husband back by knowing what. Turn yourself into a child again. Esther knew what to do to reign as a queen. She knew what to do to torture a man of God, that he brought out his scepter. And he said, up to half of my kingdom, I will give you my father's house, sea of oil. Anything you want, I will give you. Just because you knew how to allure him. My sisters, there is work before you. And I promise you, it's not a prayer point. You can pray about it, but it is more a doing. Just like love. You can't love by praying. You love by doing. Go and change your husband's name. All those funny names you call your husband. Papa Nkemji, Papa Nkemjika, Babe Emeka. If you did not born Emeka, would you not call names for yourself? Every day I do baptism for my husband, there is always a new name. Eh? I always find a new name. He will say, my wife. I say, yes, that's the plan, to intoxicate you. I will intoxicate you until it's only my memory that fills your mind. You are the same. I started from the scratch. I did not know nothing. I even started from discount. I was abused as a child. But I learned. I read. And it's 19 years now. Every Sunday, like today's baptism service, I will baptize the man again. I will top up. I will make sure the week is full of glory and praise. So when you see my husband beating his steering when he's driving, it's because somebody has ministered to him. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Are you blessed today? Let's raise up our hands to our sister.